This Thursday, a volcanic eruption near Bali. This is a popular resort island in the Pacific Island country of Indonesia. That's key here, because even though this eruption of Mount Rinjani wasn't actually on Bali, the wind blew its volcanic ash toward the island. And even though the eruption wasn't a major threat to people on the ground, it is to planes in the air. Volcanic ash can melt if it's sucked into aircraft engines. It turns into a glass-like substance that can cause them to lose power or break down. So from Tuesday night until today, around 700 flights in the region were canceled, leaving people stranded, either unable to leave Bali or unable to get there. Ice in Antarctica. There's a lot of it. Doesn't sound much like breaking news. But new information suggests it's increasing. And that's puzzling some scientists because research over the last 10 years suggested that Antarctica is losing ice and that the melt is contributing to rising sea levels. Last year, NASA reported that Antarctic sea ice reached a new record size. Now it looks like the continent's ice sheet is growing.
We know that sea levels around the world are rising, and current thinking is that part of that sea level rise comes from melting ice in Antarctica. But one recent study from NASA scientists says that may not be the case. Antarctica is a big place, roughly the size of the U.S. and Mexico combined. So as you might expect, changes in its ice are not uniform across the entire continent. And nearly all scientists agree that ice is being lost from the western part of Antarctica and along its peninsula. On the eastern side, ice is actually being gained. But where this study is different is they measure that gaining of ice along eastern Antarctica is outpacing the loss on the western side. What's behind this addition of ice? It's snowfalls that started becoming heavier around 10,000 years ago. The scientists know this by looking into ice core data. Why is this important? It would mean that Antarctica is not contributing to sea level rise. Bottom line, there is still a lot we need to learn about how Antarctica is reacting to climate change.